News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. The heat is taking a toll on health care in Kansas. Wesley Medical Center in Derby has been forced to close down its emergency room due to the failure of its air conditioning system. Hospital officials in Derby have advised patients to seek care elsewhere until the AC unit is fixed. The emergency room in Derby remains closed until further notice. A lawsuit has been filed by the National Women's Law Center. It alleges the KU health system refused to perform an emergency abortion on a patient. We get more from reporter Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Lawyers say Melissa Farmer, a Missouri resident at the time, was experiencing a miscarriage at nearly 18 weeks of pregnancy when she arrived at KU Health System's emergency room in August 2022. They say Farmer needed an emergency abortion but was denied care by KU. The lawsuit alleges the hospital violated federal law that requires hospitals to treat or stabilize patients in a health crisis before transferring or dismissing them. The lawsuit says KU also violated state non-discrimination laws. A spokesperson for KU declined to comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Police are investigating the death of a 3-year-old boy who died after falling from the window of an 8th-floor apartment in Independent, Missouri. First responders say the toddler was unconscious but breathing while in the ambulance. However, he died from his injuries at the hospital. WDAF-TV reports that tenants at the apartment building have reportedly had issues with the air conditioning for years. Attendance is improving at several Wichita schools after the school district hired a company that alerts families when their child misses too much school. Wichita contracted with California-based Everyday Labs at 13 schools with high rates of chronic absenteeism. The company sends emails and text messages to parents about the importance of attendance. Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld says early reports show that improvement is taking place at all of those schools.
Every school that had Everyday Labs last year saw a decrease in chronic absenteeism. The lowest decrease was 3.8%, and the biggest decrease was White Elementary, which was 12%.
Absenteeism has been a problem for schools across the state following the COVID pandemic. Last school year, about 1 in 5 Kansas students was chronically absent. That means they missed 10% of school time, or about 18 days out of the school year. In sports, at the Paris Olympics, Derek Mine of Payola, Kansas, made the final round of the men's trap shooting competition yesterday, but he finished without a medal in 5th place. The U.S. men's soccer team has advanced to the quarterfinal knockout stage at the Paris Olympics, 3-0 over Guyana. Team USA's next match will be Friday against Morocco. And in Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the White Sox 4-3 in Chicago. The Royals are just 6.5 games back in the AL Central Division. It's going to be sunny and hot today with a high of 101. Tonight, a 60% chance of rain and thunderstorms. This is KPR News. I'm Jay Schaefer.
This is Morning Edition from
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. The U.S. men's gymnastics team just ended a long Olympic medal drought, winning bronze in the all-around. One of the guys says this is just the beginning.
Every competition I go to, I look in the crowd and I see, you know, a lot of seats open. I say, I want to change this, and this is the first step.
Coming up next, we'll meet the charismatic 20-year-old who plans to take men's gymnastics to the next level. That's straight ahead on KPR's Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists, open Fridays, 1 to 5, and by appointment. Details at cidergallery.com.
Sunny and hot weather in store for us today with an excessive heat warning in effect. We'll have a mostly sunny sky and a high near 101. Who cares about the heat index values when the temperature, the regular air temperature, is about 101, right? Well, anyway, the heat index will reach up to around 112 today. Now, some potential good news. Precipitation is in the forecast. We have a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. and the low should drop to around 75 degrees. Tomorrow morning, a 10% chance of rain, high of 95 on Thursday. But then that temperature just keeps climbing. Friday's high 92, Saturday 94, Sunday 98 degrees. Right now, it's not bad if you want to get your morning walk in. Here in Lawrence and in Topeka and in Manhattan, it's 78 degrees at 621.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from...
All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host. Coming up next, a look at the latest news headlines from around the world and across the state. Sunny and hot weather in store for today and for the immediate future. We'll have a high near 101 today. Now tonight, we've got a 60% chance for showers and storms. Tomorrow morning, a 10% chance. Still hot tomorrow. We'll have a high of 95. Right now, it's 78 degrees at KU.
Live from NPR in Washington.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. It's hot across Kansas, and the heat is taking a toll on health care. Wesley Medical Center in Derby has been forced to close down its emergency room due to the failure of its air conditioning system. The ER in Derby will remain closed until the AC unit can be fixed. Two major drug manufacturers, AbbVie and AstraZeneca, are now suing the state of Kansas over recent legislative restrictions. We get more from reporter Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The lawsuits allege it's unconstitutional for the state to block drug manufacturers from refusing to sell discounted medicine to certain pharmacies. The drug makers say big chain pharmacies are pocketing savings from contracting with hospitals that take part in a federal drug savings program called 340B. But Cindy Samuelson with the Kansas Hospital Association says the lawsuits are part of a coordinated effort by drug makers to restrict 340B. She says that would be bad for patients.
It would be drastically reduced. Their health care would be drastically reduced if this program was not available.
Samuelson says many Kansas hospitals rely on 340B savings to provide charity care and other services. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Police are investigating the death of a 3-year-old boy who died after falling from the window of an 8th-floor apartment building in Independence, Missouri. First responders say the toddler was unconscious and breathing while in the ambulance, but later died from his injuries at the hospital. WDAF-TV reports that tenants at the apartment building have reportedly had issues with their air conditioning for years. Attendance is improving at some Wichita schools after the district hired a company that sends alerts to parents when their child misses too much school.
Wichita contracted with a California-based company called Everyday Labs, which sends automated emails and text alerts to parents about the importance of attendance. Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld says the program worked at all 13 schools where they used it. Rates of chronic absenteeism fell by 3 to 12%.
That's why we're continuing to invest in that more. There's probably an effect of what you focus on, a measure you focus on, right? And so there's probably a degree of that going on.
Absenteeism spiked across the state following the COVID pandemic, but has started to improve. About 1 in 5 Kansas students were chronically absent last school year, which means they missed 10% of learning time. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
At the Paris Olympics, the U.S. men's soccer team has advanced to the quarterfinal knockout stage with a 3-0 victory over the Republic of Guinea. Team USA's next match is Friday against Morocco. And in Major League Baseball, the Royals beat the White Sox 4-3 in Chicago. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. Thanks for tuning in. You may be wondering who is in the KPR Community Spotlight this month. Well, maybe you haven't been listening. It's this outfit.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at AfterTheHarvestKC.org.
It's the last day for After the Harvest KC to be in our KPR Community Spotlight. Next month, August 1st, we'll turn our attention toward another outfit. Right now, though, you can learn about After the Harvest KC. After the Harvest KC on the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. And then stick around next month as we try to highlight some other nonprofit organization in our community doing good work. Sunny and hot weather today, a high of 101. Tonight, a break, 60% chance of rain.
My name is Tony Cavan, and I'm the managing editor for Standards and Practices at
your place to find NPR News. It's Kansas Public Radio. Another hot day for eastern Kansas. An excessive heat warning remains in effect. It will be mostly sunny and hot today with a high of 101. Now tonight we have a 60% chance for showers and storms. Overnight lows 75, and tomorrow morning a slight chance for rain. Tomorrow's high 95. Here on the KU campus in Lawrence, we have 78 degrees. Topeka and Manhattan 78, Kansas City 79, and in Emporia this morning, it's 77 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, offering student rentals of all violin family instruments for next semester and rehair and restoration of student and fine bows. More at beautifulmusicviolinshop.com.
Listening to Kansas Public Radio every morning is pretty easy. You're doing it right now. Hopefully you're not doing it for free. You know, we can't do this every day without a little financial support from our listeners. We've got about 100,000 listeners a week. We don't quite yet have 100,000 listener members. So if you've been listening for a while but have yet to make a contribution, you can make one right now. Pledge any amount at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks for your support.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Find us online at kansaspublicradio.org and connect with us on Facebook. An excessive heat warning remains in effect. It'll be mostly sunny and hot today with a high of 101. Tonight, a 60% chance for showers and storms. Overnight low of 75. Right now, it's 78 degrees in Lawrence.
Good morning. Hamas says its political leader was
the funeral of Texas Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. An excessive heat warning remains in effect for eastern Kansas. It will be mostly sunny and hot today with a high of 101 degrees. A little help may be on the way. Tonight, there's a 60% chance of rain and thunderstorms. High temperatures are taking a toll on health care in Kansas. Wesley Medical Center in Derby was forced to close down its emergency room due to the failure of its air conditioning system. Hospital officials in Derby have advised patients to seek care elsewhere until that AC unit is fixed. A lawsuit's been filed by the National Women's Law Center against the KU Health System for refusing to perform an emergency abortion on a patient. We get more from reporter Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Lawyers say Melissa Farmer, a Missouri resident at the time, was experiencing a miscarriage at nearly 18 weeks of pregnancy when she arrived at KU Health System's emergency room in August 2022. They say Farmer needed an emergency abortion but was denied care by KU. The lawsuit alleges the hospital violated federal law that requires hospitals to treat or stabilize patients in a health crisis before transferring or dismissing them. The lawsuit says KU also violated state non-discrimination laws. A spokesperson for KU declined to comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wangonga.
Police are investigating the death of a 3-year-old boy who died after falling from a window of an 8th-floor apartment building in Independence, Missouri. First responders say the toddler was unconscious and breathing on Monday while in the ambulance, but later died from his injuries at the hospital. WDAF-TV reports that tenants at that apartment building have reportedly had issues with the air conditioning for years. Attendance is improving at several Wichita schools after the district hired a company that sends alerts to families when their child misses too much school. Wichita contracted with California-based Everyday Labs at 13 schools with high rates of chronic absenteeism. The company sends emails or text messages to parents about the importance of attendance. Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld says early reports show improvement at all of the schools.
Every school that had Everyday Labs last year saw a decrease in chronic absenteeism. The lowest decrease was 3.8%, and the biggest decrease was White Elementary, which was 12%.
Absenteeism has been a problem for schools across the state ever since the pandemic. Last school year, about 1 in 5 Kansas students was chronically absent. That means they missed 10% of school time, or about 18 days. At the Paris Olympics, Derek Mine of Paola made the final round of the men's trap shooting competition yesterday, but finished without a medal in 5th place. The U.S. men's soccer team has advanced to the quarterfinal knockout stage at the Olympics by defeating the Republic of Guinea 3-0 yesterday. Team USA's next match will be on Friday against Morocco. And in Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the White Sox 4-3 in Chicago. The Royals are just 6.5 games back in the AL Central. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martin.
7:19 on this Wednesday morning, the last day of July. Thanks for joining us here on KPR's Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater with Esperanza Spalding November 16th in a configuration of 2 musicians and 2 dancers playing from 8 albums plus brand new work. Stiefeltheater.org.
Today is July 31st and the world looks a lot different than it did on July 1st.
Secret Service agents swarmed around the former president.
The best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation.
Thank you. Thank you.
J.D. Vance.
A look back at one extremely eventful month, politically and otherwise. That's coming up later this hour on KPR's Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Sunny and hot today, a high of 101. Heat index could hit 112. Now tonight we have a 60% chance of showers, maybe some thunderstorms. But it won't cool things off as much as you might think. We'll have a low of 75. I believe last night's low was 80. Tomorrow morning, a 10% chance of showers, a high of 95. On Friday, a high of 92, Saturday, 94, and on Sunday, a high near 98 degrees. Right now on the KU campus in Lawrence, 78 degrees at 7:21. All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host. That's ATC beginning at 3. Sunny and hot weather with an excessive heat warning in effect for the KPR listening area. The high temp today around 101. The heat index values could hit 112. The Tonight we have a 60% chance of showers, possibly some thunderstorms. Overnight low 75. It's 7:30, and this is KPR News.
This is NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's hot across Kansas, and the heat is taking a toll on health care. Wesley Medical Center in Derby has closed its emergency room due to the failure of an air conditioning unit. Hospital officials in Derby have advised patients to seek care elsewhere until the AC is fixed. Two drug manufacturers, AbbVie and AstraZeneca, are now suing the state of Kansas over recent legislative restrictions. We get more from reporter Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The lawsuits allege it's unconstitutional for the state to block drug manufacturers from refusing to sell discounted medicine to certain pharmacies. The drug makers say big chain pharmacies are pocketing savings from contracting with hospitals that take part in a federal drug savings program called 340B. But Cindy Samuelson with the Kansas Hospital Association says the lawsuits are part of a coordinated effort by drug makers to restrict 340B. She says that would be bad for patients.
It would be drastically reduced. Their health care would be drastically reduced if this program was not available.
Samuelson says many Kansas hospitals rely on 340B savings to provide charity care and other services. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Don't put your ballot in the mail if you have another option. That's the word from Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab. Instead, he says voters should take their ballot to a drop box, vote early in person, or just vote at the polls on Election Day. Schwab told KWCH-TV that sometimes ballots show up late when placed in the mail. Attendance is improving at some Wichita schools after that district hired a company that alerts parents when their child misses too much school. Education reporter Suzanne Perez has more.
Wichita contracted with a California-based company called Everyday Labs, which sends automated emails and text alerts to parents about the importance of attendance. Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld says the program worked at all 13 schools where they used it. Rates of chronic absenteeism fell by 3% to 12%.
That's why we're continuing to invest in that more. There's probably an effect of what you focus on, a measure you focus on, right? And so there's probably a degree of that going on.
Absenteeism spiked across the state following the COVID pandemic, but has started to improve. About 1 in 5 Kansas students were chronically absent last school year, which means they missed 10% of learning time. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The U.S. men's soccer team has advanced to the quarterfinal knockout stage at the Paris Olympics with a 3-0 victory over the Republic of Guinea. Team USA's next match is Friday against Morocco. And in Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the White Sox 4-3 in Chicago. The Royals are 6.5 games back.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
5 and by appointment. Details at CiderGallery.com.
It's Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in this morning. It's going to be another hot day across eastern Kansas. We'll have sunny skies, a high of 101. An excessive heat warning remains in effect. The heat index values could reach up to 112 this afternoon. Tonight we will cool off a bit, a 60% chance of rain and thunderstorms. That will push the low to about 75 degrees tonight. Tomorrow morning a 10% chance of showers. Otherwise, still hot, high of 95 on Thursday. Friday's high in the low 90s, Saturday 94, and by Sunday we could hit 98 degrees. Right now at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, we have a cloudy sky, 79 degrees. Topeka 79, Manhattan 80, Kansas City 80, and in Emporia, it's 79 degrees at 7:44.
To serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Incidentally, today, the last day of July, is the last day for this month's contestant in the KPR Community Spotlight, After the Harvest, KC.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
You can learn more about After the Harvest KC by visiting our website, kansaspublicradio.org. You'll find a little feature on the KPR Community Spotlight. And at least today, you can read all about After the Harvest KC. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of news headlines from around the world and across the state of Kansas. I hope you'll stay with us.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and you'll receive a tax deduction.
An excessive heat warning remains in effect. It will be mostly sunny and hot today, with a high around 101 degrees. Tonight we have a 60% chance of rain and possibly some thunderstorms, overnight low of 75. And tomorrow's high around 95 degrees. Right now it's cloudy on the KU campus in Lawrence and 79 degrees. Sunny and hot weather for the KPR listening area today. We'll have a high of about 101 degrees. Tonight, a 60% chance of rain and storms, overnight low of 75. It's 8 o'clock, time for the latest news.
Good morning. Hamas says it's political.
You're listening to NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. An excessive heat warning remains in effect for eastern Kansas. It will be mostly sunny and hot today, with a high of 101. A little help may be on the way tonight when there's a 60% chance of rain. High temperatures have been causing problems for health care in Kansas. Wesley Medical Center in Derby was forced to shut down its emergency room due to the failure of its air conditioning unit. Hospital officials in Derby have been advising patients to seek care elsewhere until the AC is fixed. A lawsuit has been filed by the National Women's Law Center against the KU Health System for refusing to perform an emergency abortion on a patient. We get more from reporter Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Lawyers say Melissa Farmer, a Missouri resident at the time, was experiencing a miscarriage at nearly 18 weeks of pregnancy when she arrived at KU Health System's emergency room in August 2022. They say Farmer needed an emergency abortion but was denied care by KU. The lawsuit alleges the hospital violated federal law that requires hospitals to treat or stabilize patients in a health crisis before transferring or dismissing them. The lawsuit says KU also violated state non-discrimination laws. A spokesperson for KU declined to comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Attendance is improving at several Wichita schools after that district hired a company that alerts families when their child misses too much school. Wichita contracted with California-based Everyday Labs at 13 schools that had high rates of chronic absenteeism. The company sends emails and text messages to parents about the importance of attendance. Superintendent of Schools Kelly Bielefeld says early reports show improvement at all schools.
Every school that had Everyday Labs last year saw a decrease in chronic absenteeism. The lowest decrease was 3.8%, and the biggest decrease was White Elementary, which was 12%.
Absenteeism has been a problem for many schools in Kansas ever since the pandemic began. Last school year, about 1 in 5 Kansas students was chronically absent from class. That means they missed 10% of school time, or about 18 days. A Kansas City man accused of robbing a bank in Topeka has been arrested in Texas. Authorities say Bruce Jensen was taken into custody Saturday in Amarillo. The FBI accuses Jensen of robbing a Topeka bank on July 23rd, getting away with nearly $6,000. He's facing up to 20 years in prison if convicted. In sports, at the Paris Olympics, Derek Mine of Paola made the final round of the men's trap shooting competition yesterday, but finished the competition without a medal in fifth place. The U.S. men's soccer team has advanced to the quarterfinal knockout stage at the Paris Olympics with a 3-0 win over the Republic of Guinea. Team USA's next match will be Friday against Morocco. And in Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals defeated the White Sox 4-3 in Chicago. The Royals are 6.5 games back in the AL Central. This is Kansas Public Radio News. I'm Jay Schaefer.
This is
broadcasting from the University of Kansas. This is Kansas Public Radio. 8:19 on this last day of July. It's going to be sunny and hot. An excessive heat warning remains in effect through at least 8 o'clock tonight for the primary portion of our listening area. It could be extended, of course. So mostly sunny and hot today, a high of 101. Tonight we're looking at a 60% chance for showers and possibly some thunderstorms. The low will drop to 75. Tomorrow morning, a slight chance for showers, high of 95 on Thursday. Right now at the University of Kansas, it's 81 degrees. Topeka, 81. Manhattan and Kansas City, 82. In Chanute, 81. And in Emporia, it is 80 degrees.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio. Normally available online, streaming live, but we're having some technical difficulties this morning. Well, as long as you have a radio, you're in good shape.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From BritBox, dedicated to helping people discover British crime series, including new seasons of Silent Witness, Blue Lights.
All week long, we're hearing from those who knew Vice President Harris before she got to D.C. on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today, here on Kansas Public Radio.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
An excessive heat warning remains in effect. We'll have mostly sunny skies, hot temperatures with a high near 101 degrees. Tonight, a 60% chance of rain, maybe even some thunderstorms. It's 81 degrees.
Live from NPR News, this is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. I'm Jay Schaefer. Two major drug manufacturers, AbbVie and AstraZeneca, are now suing the state of Kansas over recent legislative restrictions. We get more from reporter Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The lawsuits allege it's unconstitutional for the state to block drug manufacturers from refusing to sell discounted medicine to certain pharmacies. The drug makers say big chain pharmacies are pocketing savings from contracting with hospitals that take part in a federal drug savings program called 340B. But Cindy Samuelson with the Kansas Hospital Association says the lawsuits are part of a coordinated effort by drug makers to restrict 340B. She says that would be bad for patients.
It would be drastically reduced. Their health care would be drastically reduced if this program was not available.
Samuelson says many Kansas hospitals rely on 340B savings to provide charity care and other services. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Police are investigating the death of a 3-year-old boy who died after falling from the window of an 8th-floor apartment building in Independence, Missouri. First responders say the toddler was unconscious but breathing while in the ambulance Monday, but he died later at a hospital from his injuries. WDAF-TV reports that tenants at that apartment building have reportedly had issues with their air conditioning for years. Don't put your ballot in the mail if you have another option. That's the word from Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab. Instead, he says voters should take their ballot to a ballot drop box or vote early, in person, or just vote at the polls on election day. Schwab told KWCH-TV that sometimes ballots show up late when placed in the mail. Attendance is now improving at some Wichita schools after the district hired a company that sends alerts to parents when their child is missing too much school.
Wichita contracted with a California-based company called Everyday Labs, which sends automated emails and text alerts to parents about the importance of attendance. Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld says the program worked at all 13 schools where they used it. Rates of chronic absenteeism fell by 3 to 12%.
That's why we're continuing to invest in that more. There's probably an effect of what you focus on, a measure you focus on, right? And so there's probably a degree of that going on.
Absenteeism spiked across the state following the COVID pandemic, but has started to improve. About 1 in 5 Kansas students were chronically absent last school year, which means they missed 10% of learning time. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The heat is taking a toll on healthcare in Kansas. Wesley Medical Center in Derby has been forced to close down its emergency room due to the failure of its air conditioning system. This is Kansas Public Radio News. I'm Jay Schaefer.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amar.
PublicRadio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 89.7 in Emporia. You'll also find us broadcasting online. We are back to streaming. Our streaming went down for a little while, but our crack engineering department has restored service at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can listen to KPR or KPR2 anytime you feel like it. Another hot day with another excessive heat warning in effect. Mostly sunny, hot. The high temp today near 101. The heat index could hit 112. Tonight we have a 60% chance of showers, possibly some thunderstorms as well. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow morning just a 10% chance of showers. High of 95 on Thursday. It should be hot and humid tomorrow. Here in Lawrence, 82 degrees. Topeka, 82. Manhattan, 83. In Chanute, 81. And in Emporia, it's 81 degrees at 8:44.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization should bring you points of view that you agree with and points of view that you don't. Facts you approve. And facts that make you uncomfortable. Our job is to bring you the full picture in context so you can decide. This is NPR.
You can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's Morning Edition on KPR on this last day of July. Coming up this morning on KPR One, it's classical music with Cordelia Brown. She'll bring us two fugues in G minor by J.S. Bach, Mozart's joyous 27th piano concerto, and then we will listen to a tuba solo. That's right, a tuba solo called New England Reveries from 1990. Just some of what's in store from 9 to noon today on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, stick around for the BBC News Hour at 9 o'clock. Sunny skies and hot weather for us for this afternoon as we warm up to around 101 degrees. Tonight, a 60% chance of rain. Tomorrow morning, a 10% chance. Right now at the University of Kansas, we have cloudy skies, 82 degrees. Topeka, Manhattan, and Kansas City with 83. In Chanute, it's cloudy and 81. And in Emporia, drizzle, 82 degrees in Emporia this morning. We may be getting some of that rain a little earlier than expected. Again, some drizzle in Emporia right now where it's 82 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 8:51.
News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm A. Martinez.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio this morning. the last day of July. It will be hot. An excessive heat warning remains in effect through 8 o'clock tonight for most of our listening area. Sunny skies later today and a high near 101. Now, right now, the Emporia and Lyon County area is getting some rain, or at least drizzle in Emporia, where it's 82 degrees. The rest of us may have to wait a while. For today, a sunny sky, hot temperatures this afternoon, but tonight, a 60% chance for showers and storms, a low of 75. We hope you'll hang out and listen to KPR for the classics. That's coming up next with Cordelia Brown. She'll bring us 3 hours of classical music after the 9 o'clock news this morning. And here's some of what's in store. Two fugues in G minor by J.S. Bach. Mozart's joyous 27th piano concerto. And then, believe it or not, a tuba solo. It's called New England Reveries from 1990. I'll be interested in hearing that. Can a tuba carry the tune? We'll find out together. Keep listening. Here's your hourly reminder. Kansas Public Radio includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You'll find all of our frequencies online, kansaspublicradio.org. It's 9:01. Have a good Wednesday.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Palestinians across